breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Hoosier Connection.
You sound like a cop to me.
Hoosier Connection.
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Ravens are 0-2, including last Sunday at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Ravens, big favorites. I believe they were the biggest favorite of this past weekend's games. So they dropped to 0-2. Why? Let's break it down. Offensive film study.
Yeah, I think, offensively, you can say what you want. It all goes back to the offensive line. I mean, the offensive line, although Lamar's only been sacked three times, if it wasn't Lamar, if they had Kirk Cousins or something like that, he may be have sacked 10 times by now. I mean, that's how bad the offensive line has been. And the biggest problem is watching the film with the offensive line. Fundamentally, like, they get overextended. They don't move their feet. They'll reach. All those things. And you know what? It's all five. And the problem with the offensive line is it only takes one to screw up. And they have a hard time having five do it right. You know, and then watching the tape, the best runs they had, they were all left. They all, you know, running left. Because, you know, you can't, Falele can't pull. Because if he pulls, he can't turn up. And that's probably the problem, because they like to pull. But they'll pull Voorhees. But the problem with was they pull him, and Crosby was coming in so fast, it would just be a mass destruction at the point. And then there's nowhere to go. So if they had a good offensive line, they're the best offense in the league right now with awful offensive line. If they had a really good offensive line, can you imagine the numbers that they would be putting up? Now, likely, he continues. That dude, man, he just finds a way to make plays out. He's got a knack for it. And then also, the Andrews and Lamar, they're lacking a little bit of cohesiveness right now because Andrews is sitting in the middle of the field. Lamar's telling him to go down the field, and Lamar throws it down the field. And the one time, you know, he thought Andrews was going to keep running, and Andrews stopped. So they're not, you know, on the same page right now. But they need to improve the fundamentals. That's the whole thing offensively. And even like with, you know, Bateman, you know, his interception. Get your hands out there. Catch the ball. Do the little things properly. That's a lot of the problem right there. And penalties. I mean, Bob, offensively, they're third, and they've had the third most penalties of anybody. And when they get their penalties, and we keep harping back to the Henry run, I showed you the video. He doesn't do anything in the play. And that's the game right there. I mean, you got the defense on its heels. You've got them ready to, you know, that 250-pounder, just pound, pound, pound. The reason they brought him here, and then he wants to jump off sides because he's off balance in a play that you're not even a part of, which is sad. So, Bob, I still think that watching the tape, they need a blocking tight end. Ricard was kind of iffy. You know, he's hit and miss, too. You know, that's the problem. They're all hit and miss. And if five guys do it right and one guy screws up, they get a lost yardage play. That's the problem. And, you know, and what's Harb's talk about, they're inconsistent.
Yeah.
They are. That's the biggest thing with that offense. They're inconsistent. And, you know, because they've got the trigger man and everybody wants to complain about, oh, the clock is running down. No, Lamar's in control of all that. Because he gets a play with like 15 seconds left, and he's got him up at the line of scrimmage, and he's telling, hey, you come in, I need you to chip, and then he's reading the coverage, and then he's getting the ball out. And, you know, too bad on the deflection, he was going to hit, you know, on the one that got deflected on second down or third down, Zay Flowers was open. He was throwing it right to him. He was going to catch it. And then I showed you on the deep ball, you know, like little things. You want to talk about little things? If Zay Flowers keeps running right before the end of the game on the deep route, if he takes his guy deep, likely catches that ball because Zay Flowers is standing right next to him and Zay's guy knocks the ball away. Otherwise, they're kicking a field goal from the 35 to tie it and go to overtime. Those are the little things that they've done in the past that they're not doing right now.
But offensive identity or lack thereof, what can you assess through two games? Do they know who they are offensively? Do they run? Do they throw? Are they a balanced offense? What is that identity through 2 weeks?
Well, Bob, they've rushed it or they've thrown it. They've attempted 75 passes and they've attempted 59 runs. So they're throwing it and, you know, they've been behind in the Kansas City game, sure, which you had to throw. But they want to run the football. They want to run the football. But if you don't make any yards on first down, then you get behind. I mean, ideally, you're gaining your 4 yards or 4 yards on first down. You're second and six. Ravens are always like second and eight. Then all of a sudden, you're third and seven. Then, you know, then Henry's out and Hill's in. So, I mean, that's... They're just, yeah, that's the biggest problem that they've got. That's the biggest issue they've got right now, you know, is the inconsistencies. And the receivers, I mean, they're making plays when they get opportunities. Tight ends making plays when they get opportunities. But Lamar just needs some time to throw. And Bob, like, putting Henry... pitching it, you know, like faking the pitch to him, hitting Zay Flowers over the middle. I like all that. To me, they've evolved from week one to week two. Week one, I was like, damn, it's like two different offenses. Whereas now, it looks like they're getting a much better feel. They're doing some play action stuff on first down, those types of things. But they still are trying to get the hammer going. But it's hard to get the hammer going when you don't knock anybody off the ball. That's the problem. There's, you know, I feel bad for Henry, you know, where's the hole? I think that's why they started running those pitch outs and stuff, to get him out there and get him going. And when they ran those pitches to the left, he had some pretty good success in the game.
How would you assess Linderbaum through two games?
Struggling a little bit right now. I think, you know, not practicing for a month, I think it's taken him a little bit of time to get going, but he's always struggled with those big guys, and they had 95 for them. He was 326 pounds, and he had, you know, he had a few whiffs in there too. Lindenbaum's got to tighten it up, and now that he's had two games under his belt and a couple weeks of practice, he should be much better this week.